Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and whom specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, the one and only Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone to the show. We hope you are absolutely as excited as we are. We are really, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but we are beyond excited to have with us here today one of the country's leading physicians and really, really one of the true elite doctors from my home state, the great state of New York. We want to welcome our very, very special guest today, Dr. Scott Banks from Long Island, New York. Welcome to the show, Dr. Banks.
Dr. Bard, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's a real treat, and it is really for us, Doc, and our listening audience, a real honor to have you with us today on the show. And for many of you who are first-timers to our national live broadcast here, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only do they get a chance to really learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physician here, the incredible Dr. Scott Banks from Long Island, New York, but really during our show, they really truly get an up close and a very personal look, if you will, from behind the curtain as to why you, Dr. Banks, have been so amazingly successful in your treatment protocols and your treatment options for a host of patients who unfortunately are suffering right now from back pain, suffering right now from neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, and a host of other maladies and other conditions often caused by the stress of injuries and many just from the stress and the wear and tear of everyday life, and they're continuing to suffer, unfortunately, what starts as an acute condition and turns into very commonly a chronic condition. And that's really what you're known for. One of the things that you're really known for is a very specific and a very special medical technology known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you share with our listening audience, Dr. Banks, what exactly is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, I like that you use the word non-surgical because a lot of people have what you describe, back pain, neck pain, sciatica or radiculopathies, and numbness and tingling in the hands. And they think the only way to really treat this is with epidurals, which are not FDA approved, by the way, or with surgery, and there's something known as failed back surgery syndrome, which is a real diagnosable code. So a lot of people have surgery, end up having multiple surgeries. Tiger Woods, for example, has had 4 back surgeries. Non-surgical decompressions, we really use some very high-tech pieces of equipment that we strap you into a table, and we lower you down, and the table very, very gently distracts your spine. So gently so that your muscles do not go into spasm. We trick your body. So it's really spinal distraction without muscle contraction. We take the load off the disc. We take the load off the nerves. Patients feel better. It doesn't hurt. Patients fall asleep on the table. We have nice music on. It's nice and dim in the room. I walk by the rooms. I hear patients snoring. That's how comfortable it is.
So in other words, this is a medical technology that is 100% super gentle, super easy, but it's super specific. And in your opinion, based upon your experience, which we're going to talk about on this show, who are the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression?
You know, somebody that has a disc bulge, they might not even be symptomatic yet, but a disc bulge that's putting pressure on the foramen is where the nerve comes out, or on the spinal cord, before it becomes a disc herniation. But most people don't seek a doctor until they're in pain. A lot of people have bulges. They don't know they have bulges unless they have an MRI. But an MRI is really the best way to really tell. So a patient that has neck pain or back pain, numbness and tingling, or pain in the upper extremities or in the lower extremities, difficulty waking up in the morning, real stiff, degenerative joint disease, degenerative disc disorders, herniated disc, bulging disc, are really the best candidates for non-surgical spinal decompression.
So I'm so glad that you mentioned this, because this is probably one of the most common questions that's asked on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. When you mention three very, very important letters, and those letters are MRI. Can you share with our audience, Dr. Banks, what's the difference between an MRI and a plain film X-ray?
Okay, well, they're both really good. So a regular X-ray is going to show me your spinal alignment. It's going to show me the curves. It's going to show me the space that the disc occupies. However, it's not going to show me the soft tissue, which is the disc. So an MRI stands for magnetic resonance imaging. There's no X-ray involved, and it uses magnets, radio waves, a computer, and it spins your protons around, and they spin back at different rates, and that's it. Projects an image. So we're able to really look at the disc, and I can see specifically what level. So in the lumbar spine, there are five lumbar vertebrae. I can see specifically what disc is bulged or herniated. And with the sophistication of the equipment that I have in my office, I have a table known as the intalgic track, and I also have a table made by North American Medical, which is the AcuSpiner. I can specifically target an individual disc, more so than anybody else, with this equipment that I have in the office. So the magnetic resonant imaging is going to show me things that I'm not going to be able to see on a regular X-ray. So I will not put a patient on the decompression table unless I have an MRI.
You know, one of the best parts of this show is I get a chance to learn about some of the latest and the greatest, if you will, in terms of results. And that is what you're known for, Dr. Banks. We are joined here on the live international broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show with the incredible, and I don't use that word lightly, if you've listened to this show for as many years as many of you have, you know I never get a chance to use that word, but he is incredible. You've been there for quite a while. How long have you practiced in Long Island?
I hate to admit it, but I started my practice in 1982, so I've been in practice currently right now for 36 years.
It's fantastic. And what I love about you, as do all your patients, is you have such a passion, such an intensity, and really such a focus on getting to the root cause of each individual patient's condition. And I think that's one of the great things of why patients travel, not just amongst county lines and city lines, but amongst state lines to come to seek out your care. One of the things that you're known for is your specific evaluation procedure. In a perfect world, obviously, you would be able to accept every patient that presents. But the reality is, there is a percentage of patients that are accepted, and it's based upon a very specific criteria and a very specific protocol that you designed. Can you share a little bit about the protocols that you use that are specific and unique to you, Dr. Banks, in determining who's a candidate for treatment?
Well, when patients come in, there are the patients that will come in through several different avenues. And one, you can have a chiropractic patient that comes in that doesn't really know about spinal decompression, but they need decompression. And so we'll do a physical exam and we'll probably take some x-rays. But if I feel the need, it might be nothing, all right, but let's get an MRI and let's see, because not to see is to guess, and I don't want to guess with anybody's health. So in order to be a candidate for a spinal decompression, an MRI is 100% prerequisite so I can target a specific disc. But in conjunction with being a dual university certified in spinal decompression, I'm also certified from the Institute for Functional Medicine as a functional medicine certified practitioner. Some people have heard the term functional medicine. Other people have not. I actually wrote a book on it. It's called Natural Cures for Dummies. There's a dummies book. Everybody knows the yellow and black book. So I wrote a book called Natural Cure for Dummies. In the book, there is a section on spinal decompression. But patients would go through a complete evaluation. We do really thorough blood work, more so than anybody that I've ever really seen as far as evaluation goes. We use several different labs from Cleveland Heart Lab, Boston Heart Lab, that will show me how inflamed the patient is, how well you handle blood sugar, certain genetics that put you at risk factor for cardiovascular disease or even Alzheimer's and dementia, and then we can intervene. Because patients just don't present with the spine, they present with the whole body, and you gotta look at the whole body. So one of the major problems that patients have in conjunction with spinal issues is that they're suffering from inflammation. And I find that if we put the patients into a specific diet, a specific nutritional protocol, we combine that with some therapies that we use in the office, like cold laser, in addition to the decompression, and a machine that I have called Game Ready, which is cryotherapy and compression, that patients really respond really well, because we're getting to the underlying root cause of the problem and not just treating the symptom.
You've always been what we love to refer to as a doctor's doctor, meaning you're the doctor, Dr. Banks, that physicians seek out at that most important part of their life. When their health sometimes wanes or their health sometimes fails, you're the doctor that they seek out both far and wide. Would you be so kind to share with our listening audience your contact information as far as your phone number and your website?
I appreciate that, Dr. Barton. And just that you did say that, I am pleased and honored that I do take care of a lot of physicians, MDs. Even this morning, I had a chiropractor who's been in practice in my same town for 40 years, came in for spinal decompression this morning. And then I had a psychiatrist, a medical doctor psychiatrist, that came all the way from Queens, which is, you know, about a 35, 40-minute ride to my office for a spinal decompression consultation, because he was referred to me by another patient. So I am in Huntington. So it's www.huntingtondiscscenter.com, H-U-N-T-I-N-G-T-O-N, disc, D-I-C-S, center, C-E-N-T-E-R.com. Our office phone number is 631-271-0770. I'm about a half mile south of Huntington Village. It's very easily accessible from all the Long Island Expressway in the northern state. And been in practice for 36 years. We got a beautiful professional building right here in Huntington. And we would love to see patients that come in from this radio show.
You know, it's an interesting thing. And one of the real treats for me personally is really kind of digging in and, more importantly, getting an opportunity really to share with our listening audience. I get a chance to brag on you a little bit, Dr. Banks. And one of the things that our audience should be aware of is that you actually have the highest level of certification and training in the realm of non-surgical spinal decompression, university-based, and using all the latest medical research. And that's just, I can go on and on. I could probably do 10 shows and just read your resume and your CV over and over again. But one of the things that I would love to ask you that I was so, so curious about is you could have practiced anywhere in the country coming out of school. You're in such high demand, and that demand just grew as the years progressed. Why did you choose Huntington, Long Island, to practice?
Well, I'm a born and raised Long Island guy, and I was working on Long Island. I like Long Island. It's got a lot of beauty to it. I love the oceans. It's a half an hour from my office in here, and then we have the North Shore, an hour from Manhattan. So to go into New York City is a wonderful thing with the shows and the Broadway and the restaurants and all the sightseeing. And an hour and a half or 2 hours, I can be in Montauk Point, which is a beautiful resort area. You have all the Hamptons on the South Shore, and then you have the North Fork with all the wineries and all the beautiful fall foliage. And I'm a cyclist, so I love to bicycle ride, and there's a lot of great mountain biking and road biking on Long Island. So I was born and raised here. My family's here. My my parents, my wife's parents, you know, my siblings, and so this is where I'm comfortable with. I could have moved anywhere, but I enjoyed New York, and I like living on Long Island.
Well, what a great representative you are of my favorite state, the Big Apple. And obviously, if there's a way to figure out how to squeeze more hours out of the day, you've done it, because you are such a full-time doctor. And at the same time, I think that's one of the magical things about you, Dr. Banks, is that you empower your patients. You actually educate and you teach and you guide and you help your patients individually, one-to-one, eye-to-eye, face-to-face, and really, really heart-to-heart. And I think it's interesting because if you look in the dictionary under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor happens to be teacher. And that's one of the things that you are so well noted for, because you actually teach your patients how to live a better quality of life, not just get out of pain, but also to live a better quality of life. And I would love for you to share, if you will, a little bit about this incredible two words in the healthcare profession, which you know all too well, which you are really a true master of. And that is the words functional medicine. Could you share with our audience exactly what is functional medicine and how do you apply it in your practice?
Well, a lot of people come to me specifically. They find me through the Institute for Functional Medicine. There's many doctors out there, from Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, Dr. Tom O'Brien, that are very well-known internet celebrities, TV, public television, and people find their way to me through their websites and through the Institute for Functional Medicine website. The functional medicine arena, which I got involved in 1995 after hearing Dr. Bland speak, is a new paradigm in medicine, because in the medical world, each doctor is in their separate silos. You know, so a neurologist takes care of the brain, a pulmonologist takes care of the bellows, the gastroenterologist takes care of the plumbing, and nobody's really talking to each other. In the functional medicine arena, I'm kind of like a super generalist. I'm taking an overview of the entire body. A lot of people's problems start in the gut. A lot of people's problems start with poor diet, and it puts them into this pro-inflammatory type state. In the functional medicine arena, I'm able to evaluate the underlying root cause of the patient's problem and try to fix that through diet, lifestyle, stress reduction, sleep, and very targeted nutritional therapy. Now, the results are fantastic. I've had patients lose a lot of weight. I've had patients really keep significant neurological disorders in check, including dementia and Alzheimer's disease, patients with Parkinson's, patients with advanced neurological problems that have done well and kept these diseases at bay by employing some of the strategies that I've turned them onto through the functional medicine principle. So basically, it comes down to two things. What does this patient have an intolerance to? And what are they missing? So that, what are they missing? It could be some sort of micronutrient, a macronutrient. It could be sunlight. It could be love. It could be sleep. It could be water. And what do you have an intolerance to? Could it be gluten? Could it be dairy? Could it be some sort of virus or bacteria that you have? We dig deep. And I dig deep through blood work, stool, urine analysis, but much more sophisticated than the conventional testing. There's definitely a place for conventional medicine. If I have having a heart attack, please take me to the closest emergency room. But when it comes to keeping your cardiovascular system in check, it's more than just taking a statin drug or a blood pressure medication. We get to the underlying root cause of the problem and try to fix it.
You are such a gifted communicator. You are such a gifted orator. And I love, love, love the way you're able to take something that is for so many patients and even so many doctors complicated, and you're able to break it down to the simple. And the way you're able to do that really is a gift. And that's why we're so energized. We're so excited to have with us on this show the one and only Dr. Banks. And the reason I say the one and only is we've tried to get him on this show for an extended period of time, but today is the magic moment, not just for us, but for the countless listeners that are taking such heed in your words and are able to actually have the opportunity to add years to their life and life to their years. We have a little bit of time left on the show. One of the things I did want to ask you about is something you've been getting incredible results with, which is the utilization of something known as light therapy, also known as laser therapy. Can you speak a little bit to our listening audience on how you utilize this incredible medical technology to get the best in results, Dr. Banks?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I've seen lasers advertised for a long time and I just really didn't get it. It's a light, all right? But once I started digging into the research, there seemed to be over 250,000 published studies on laser therapy. And then it turned out to be different types of laser. Do you want a hot laser or a cold laser? I chose the MicroLite 830 Smart Lasers because of their versatility, but also because you can't hurt anybody with it, and it's because it's cold laser. It's a Class 3B laser. And I find this to be wonderful as an adjunct to spinal decompression because it acts as a sealer for the disc. Many patients have a herniated disc or a bulging disc because there's a tear in the annulus. Like a disc is like a jelly donut. So the fluid-rich center is known as the nucleus. The outer part of the disc is known as the annulus fibrosis. And as we get older, the blood supply shrivels up, it disappears from the disc, and the disc becomes what we call avascular, and that disc can rip. So we put the laser right on the disc right after we get done with the decompression after the ice, and we'll use about 10 minutes of the laser right on the disc to seal the disc. It acts as a magnet to blood. You can't see it with your eye, but it's very deep penetrating, goes about 5 centimeters deep and about 3 centimeters wide, and it really reduces pain, reduces inflammation, speeds up the healing process by really turning on a energetic organelle in the cell known as the mitochondria. So like one heart cell has 4,000 mitochondria in it, one nerve cell can have 1,000 mitochondria. So we're able to activate these mitochondria and speed up the recovery process. I also find that when patients are on the decompression table, well, they often have a shoulder issue, an elbow issue, a wrist, a knuckle, a knee, a foot. And so we're able to put the laser on at the same time they're getting the decompression. So I have a perfect example. I had a patient today, he had knee replacement surgery, I'm going to say about 2-3 months ago, and his knee is still palpably hot compared to the other knee. So he was on the decompression table for 25 minutes, and we put two lasers around his knee at the same time he was being decompressed. When he came off the decompression table, then we put him on the Game Ready, which is a cryotherapy and compression. We put a wrap around his low back, and we put a wrap around his knee. He left a very happy patient. And this is what happens every day here. So it's a very unique therapy. It's very few places that you can go and get spinal decompression, functional medicine evaluation, laser therapy, and ice in one office at the same time. And so this is a non-invasive way of taking care of patients. There's no drugs. There's no opioid medications. There's no epidurals. Patients get better naturally with no side effects. We can't do any damage.
It is.
Spinal decompression has a tremendous success rate. If you look at the literature, Dr. Bart, it's between 80 and 91% success rate in getting patients out of pain and reducing their symptoms substantially.
You know, that's one of the things we love about you is that everything you do is based upon factual evidence, medical research, and it is without question a brave new world for patients that have the ability to seek you out, Dr. Banks, and are fortunate enough to secure an appointment with you, because it is not just a game changer, it is a life changer. And would you be, in our closing here, would you be so kind one last time to just share your contact information one last time?
I am at the Huntington Disc Center. We also have another website, which is known as spinelife.com, S-P-I-N-E-L-I-F-E.com. The Huntington Disc Center website is specifically geared towards peripheral neuropathy and spinal decompression. And then my phone number is 631-271-0770. We are in Huntington, New York, which is on the North Shore of Long Island.
The best, without question, in healthcare, the best of New York City, and really the best around. And I'm going to tell you, I've done this show for years. This was one of the most fun shows we've ever had. And the reason why is very simple. And that is, you are such a gift. You're a gift to your friends, to your family, to your patients, and everybody who's so fortunate to know you, because you are just such a master communicator. And you really, really are the go-to doctor, not just in New York, but nationally. It was such an honor to have you with us, Dr. Banks. And it was such an honor to have such a loyal and such a devoted listening following that we have for the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. I can't thank you enough for joining us here on our live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And on behalf of my co-host, the one and only Dr. Eric Kaplan, I want to thank all of you for listening. You guys are awesome. Until next time, we will see you live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Make it great.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.